You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, and we've got the news. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stories this hour. We got a couple middle school students who got caught trying to poison their teacher for months by sticking some hand sanitizer, just squeezing her. How do you pump? Is it called pumping some hand sanitizer into her daily cup of tea? I know some of you are thinking, well, Dr. Dahlia doesn't like tea. Maybe that's why. No, it's not that I'm worried that people are going to, you know, spike it by any means. But we got students trying to kill their teacher. What is wrong with these kids? Looks like Lance Armstrong may face criminal charges in Spain over doping. Apparently it's not illegal to dope, but it's illegal to traffic, distribute, and commercialize doping drugs. So we're going to talk about that. We also find out that tea, although it could be spiked by middle school students, may actually reduce your risk of prostate cancer more so than coffee. So for those of us that hate tea, well, I don't have a prostate, so I still don't have to drink tea, except for my voice. And then we have a transgender student who is barred from applying to an all-women's college. So we need to talk about how should we as a society approach transgender. One of you had emailed me asking, whatever happened to that case where a transgender sued? Because I'm trying to remember what the case was. We talked about it about 2 years ago, where I guess a transgender was working in the female bathroom, and he was fired because they didn't know he was transgender. So they didn't know if he was, he claimed he was transgender, but they don't know if he was, a pervert who dressed up just so he could be in a female bathroom. And he actually sued, and from what I understand, successfully won against discrimination for wrongful lawsuit. I'll look that up on break, and I'll find out what's going on with that case. But how do we approach transgender? What should employers do? What should all-girl schools do? Now, Oregon, an Oregon high school we talked about, what they did is they made a transgender bathroom. So they wouldn't have an issue with barring a transgender from going into a bathroom. All right. What they did is they made, you know, a girl's bathroom versus boys' bathroom. What they decided to do was make unisex bathrooms. So now transgender or boy, girl, whoever wants to go in there can go in there. And now they don't have any legal repercussions. Remember when we all had to change our buildings to codes that would allow for people with wheelchairs? Okay, to me, that one made a lot of sense. Okay, I remember when we had to build our building, we had to change, everything we had decided, we didn't realize, we had to make sure it was up to code. Because our patients with wheelchairs need to be able to come up to a counter. You can't have the counter too high. The bathroom, you can't have the bathroom too high. You have to have the bathroom wide enough for a wheelchair, etc. To me, it made sense, and luckily we were building the building, so we didn't have a building that we had to then, break down walls and restructure. But I'm wondering if we have society are going to have building codes for transgender or unisex. And, you know, I don't know if I have a lot of business owners that listen to the show. Call in and let me know, what have you had to do? I mean, have you already, you know, had to implement rules, or is this something that's so new, you know, in terms of being socially accepting that nobody's made the changes yet? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're a medical clinic, so it's all good, right? Our bathroom is male, female. You know, you do have people come in going, well, I'd like to use the female bathroom and not the male bathroom. We don't have a male and female bathroom. We have a bathroom for patients. We have a bathroom for staff to use so they don't block up the bathroom for patients, because when patients need to go and give a sample, we can't have them wait for, you know, our staff that's on break. So those are our two bathrooms, right? So we don't have to worry about having unisex or bathrooms that are hospitable to either party. But what do you do about an all-women's college? Okay, I mean, if it's an all-women's college, are you allowed to have, you know, are you allowed to have somebody that has a penis, even if they're transgender? Do transgenders need to have documentation by a psychologist or a psychiatrist so that there's proof that they're transgender, as opposed to somebody who is a sexual predator that wants to dress up and pretend to be so they can be around women? All right, and I'm not saying transgender should ever be confused with sexual predators or not. Transgenders are very, very mild. They're good people. I mean, all my transgender patients that I have, I don't have any transgenders in the family, but my transgender patients, very, very good people. But how does an employer, or how does a school who has a legal duty to protect the other students, how do they know if somebody's transgender or a sexual predator pretending to be transgender? What do we do with that? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As the Supreme Court is reviewing DOMA and Same-Sex Marriage Act, as well as the reversal of Proposition 8 in California, you know, we see the split between the liberal judges and the and the conservative judges, and from what I understand today, I'm not sure if it happened today. It might have happened yesterday, but they were quoting Justice, was it Scalia, who was describing how our current movement with gay marriage is younger than the internet. Okay, and they were debating this, and they were discussing this today in the news. And I think we're seeing things move in a rapid speed, very rapid. Okay, I mean, we've had gay couples for centuries. People have been gay for centuries. Okay, people have been transgender, but they didn't, you know, they didn't live in a society where they felt they could, you know, dress the way they want to. You know, Glee helped that out, because you have somebody in Glee who sings like mad. I mean, this person can sing. But brings up the issues of how a transgender should be able to live the way they want to live. But I think some of us are just overwhelmed at the speed how things are changing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? 2 reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, and your emails at drdahlia.com. Many of you email us when we are off air. We are live 9 to noon Pacific time every day, Monday through Friday, plus 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. But I do appreciate your calls and your questions, even when you don't listen to us live or we are off the air, so I could get to them the next day. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big shout out to XM Radio, who broadcasts our show live for the first hour. Premier Radio Networks, Talk Superstation, and all our affiliates out there. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, one of the stories we're talking about is a transgender who has been banned from joining a college, an all-girl college. Apparently, she applied to Smith College, an all-women's college in Northampton, Massachusetts, has been blocked from applying for admission to the school. I think her name is Kalipoli Wong, 17 years old, was born male, but has been living as a female. She identified herself as female on application. Her financial aid paperwork, but social security information lists her as male. School returned her application. The Connecticut high school senior has accused the college of discriminating against her. By the way, that's a subject we need to talk about. Many of you have been asking me about getting fired and when is it discrimination. And we're going to need to spend some time on that. The only reason why I'm saying that now is I don't want you to think I'm ever ignoring your emails. If I don't bring up your emails on a current show, it's not because I dislike it. It's not because it's not a good subject. It's because I like to group everything and try to keep everything consistent. But I promise we will in the next week or two talk about work discrimination. I think that is a crucial part, especially with Obamacare coming into play. Many of us could be discriminated against because of health issues and high costs of insurance. So we will visit that. Now, going back to this college. The college was started back in 1871. Apparently has been known as being pretty progressive and accepting, but is pretty firm with its all-female status. All right? And some of these, from what I understand, especially the private universities, they could do that. If you want to have an all-woman school, you could do that. You could have an all-boy college. All right? Now, Wong is the student, has said that while she identifies as a woman, her father identified the teen as male on the free application for federal student aid form, so it would correspond with the Social Security information. The college says that it does not decide who is a woman and is committed to welcoming a diverse student body. An application from a transgender student is treated no differently from other applications, they say. Like most women's colleges, Smith accepts that to be eligible for review, a student's application and supporting documentation will reflect her status as a woman. However, the school does say that if an admitted female student decides to identify as a male, that student would be able to continue as a student. So we're at the point now where it depends on what your body part is. Okay? If you have a vagina, you could stay. If you have a penis, you can't. Now, what is a private institution's liability? What? Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. James, we got on the line. James, what is up, buddy?
Hey. I just thought maybe I'd bring in some examples of other transgendered people. You have one of the Bond girls from, I believe it was Roger Moore's Octopussy that was a transgender. And then Renee Richards was transgender. She was a famous tennis player from the 70s.
Wait a second. Was Octopussy? So was there a transgender in Octopussy, or was the woman who played Octopussy transgender?
No, her name was Tulla, T-U-L-L-A. You can Google
okay.
it.
Okay.
But what I was going to say was, is if we can have a past history of people becoming famous and being transgendered, you know, even people that are transvestites, for example, I can't think of the name, but the black, what's her name? Oh, God, help me out.
Oh, the woman, are we still on James Bond, the black woman in the James Bond View to a Kill?
Not Grace Jones. I think that was the other one where the transgender lady was. No, okay. I'm talking about the, what's her name? She's famous, black, it's a black guy that dresses up like a chick.
Didn't Dennis Rodman do that for a little bit?
Yeah, but I don't think he classified himself as transgender or transsexual.
I don't think so either. I mean, he still wears some outlandish stuff. Yeah.
Right. But what my point is if we can have people that become famous to a degree, in the media or in the entertainment world, why is it that people on lower levels can't, you know, just go day to day, you know, like the situation with the college and that type of thing? Why does there have to be such discrimination against people, you know, because they make a different choice?
No, James, good point. Thank you for calling, as always. I appreciate it. I think, though, it's liability. The problem is a school that's all female. Now, I don't know how many thousands of students this school has. If just one of the students' parents, and that would be a lot of parents. Remember, for every student, you have two parents. If one of these parents is upset that their daughter, and they paid tuition, thousands of dollars of tuition, not the free tuition that a lot of people can apply for, but somebody who, you know, there's always people that pay the tuition, then there's people that get the free tuition, all right? But somebody who actually paid the thousands of dollars of tuition, if they get upset, they could, depending on the type of attorney they get, successfully sue the school. So, I don't know if it's discrimination because of people's values. I think there's no precedent out there. There's nothing out there to protect these institutions. One of you had written in, you didn't want to come on air. Steven says we have a transgender female employee who dresses in uniform. She is a bathroom attendant, and we have her close off the bathrooms so she could clean either without upsetting customers. So I see what this employer is doing or what this facility is doing. If there's any issue of having a transgender, as a bathroom attendant going into the bathroom to clean, close off the bathrooms while cleaning. Now, I can't tell you how many times I'm, you know, either in a casino or I'm at a movie theater, etc., and there's a man cleaning the women's bathroom, and he has a sign up saying no entry or don't enter, cleaning in process. Now, if I got to pee, I gotta pee. I don't care if a man's in the bathroom. I can handle myself. I gotta pee. I can lock the door, pee. And I tell him, I go, sorry, buddy, I gotta pee. All right, I can't wait. And I go, I don't care if the male bathroom attendant is there. The door's open. Don't you hate that when somebody's cleaning the bathroom and the door is wide open and people that outside the bathroom can see your feet? You know, I don't really make a lot of feet movements when I pee, you know, and I never go number two in a public place because I'm afraid somebody's watching my feet. And you never, you know, just watch your feet one day. Just watch your feet. Somebody should make a YouTube video of people's feet while they're pooping. Kind of funny. Sometimes you kind of do the tippy toe thing. Sometimes you do the ballet toe. Sometimes you invert your heels. I don't understand why we don't have more ankle sprains. What you guys do when you poop with your ankles, it's crazy. Crazy. Pretty caustic to those ligaments down there. But anyway, where was I going with this? Okay, yeah. So what I notice, you know, where I live is if there's a male bathroom attendant that has to clean the female bathroom, they just close off the bathroom. And once the male is done cleaning, he comes out saying, it's all good. You know, and I'm sitting there with my legs crossed going, thank you. And then I go and pee. Or I just go anywhere, anyway, even if they're cleaning. And so, you know, I guess that's one way an employer could deal with it. If you have somebody who's transgender that you feel you will be compromised if you fired because they are a male or female cleaning the bathroom and patients will be or customers will be upset, then that's what you do. You just close off the bathrooms. I mean, so there are things you could do to accommodate a transgender. You can. Anthony had written in, listening to James, what is the difference between a transgender and a transvestite? Okay, we've talked about this. Transvestite is somebody who likes to wear clothing of the opposite sex, but not liking because it's big and roomy and it hides bloating. Like I'll sometimes wear my son's t-shirt or my husband's t-shirt because they're big, they're long, and they cover the butt. Transvestite feels some sort of satisfaction, sometimes a sexual satisfaction, sometimes a better feeling of well-being wearing women's clothes, but they're straight. Okay? They're straight. So I have some male patients, you know, I'm examining the heart, examining their lungs. They're wearing a bra. They're wearing a silk camisole, but they're straight. They just like wearing women's clothes. Transgender is somebody who was born in a body they don't want to be in. All right, guys, let's get to some medical news. Early balding, meaning prostate cancer, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, DALI. All right. Oh, what do I want to hit first? Oh, you know what? I want to talk about this middle school teacher. We got a couple stories we're going to be hitting this next part segment. We're going to be talking about how early baldness could be linked to prostate cancer, how tea could protect you against prostate cancer. But we have these middle school students trying to poison their teacher by putting hand sanitizer, spiking her tea with hand sanitizer. They've been doing this for 3 months. Students from Hines Middle School in Newport News, Virginia, were caught when a police officer at the school received a tip and questioned the boys. They did admit their crime. The 66-year-old teacher had to miss work several times to see a doctor about stomach problems she had been experiencing. She had no idea somebody was trying to poison her. Isn't that kind of like the sixth sense? Like what happened to that kid who was having problems and the stepmom was poisoning the kid? And it's been a while since I've seen Sixth Sense. School officials learned that the boys had been allegedly contaminated the teachers' drinks on January 29th. They informed parents of the incidents with a mass robocall this week. Police immediately told the teacher. Teacher went and sought medical help. Remember, hand sanitizer has alcohol. A lot of alcohol. My guess is the medical problem she probably had was more of a gastritis, esophagitis, and possibly alcohol-induced ulcer. She could bleed to death from something like that. Despite 2 to 3 months of ingesting hand sanitizer, the teacher never had to be hospitalized. The boys were suspended and transferred to an alternative school to troubled teens. Newport News administrators contacted police, who called in a special victims unit to work on the case. That is some crazy stuff. The two teens were arrested and charged with felony attempted poisoning. All right. They do think the kids could still go to school, and they are going to be supervised in the district's alternative school. Of course, the parents of the students were horrified. Oh, my baby wouldn't do anything like that. Yes, your baby did do something like that. I don't understand the parents. Okay, you see, with me and my kids, now I'm not mother of the year by any means, but I assume my kids are making trouble before they are innocent. Okay, in my family, it's guilty until proven innocent. Now, I don't think my boys I think my boys get out of doing their homework. I think they ditch class. I don't think they do drugs. Just because they're too young. But when they are at that age, I am going to assume they do drugs. And I'm going to be doing their drug test. I told you guys, I don't care if it's, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. I don't care if we're at a friend celebrating Easter. I will have daddy bring them to the bathroom and have them pee in a cup, and I will send the urine out for drug testing. The idea that my kids know that mom and dad are aware, then I think it's a little bit of a failsafe. I think it helps me, you know, be on top of things, because I don't watch the kids all the time. I mean, look at my schedule. I'm on radio 3 hours a day. I have to prep for at least a couple hours before that. Then I go to work and I do close to a full shift at the office. Then I do reports. Then I prep for my show at night, tweet, Facebook, answer people's emails. When do I have time to smell, sniff out, inspect the kids, you know, when do I get an opportunity to do that? And they know it. They know mama's not around. So you have to pretend that God is watching them and that God talks to you. That always freaks them out. But now that they're getting older, like, really, mom? Right? Or I used to do the smell test. Remember I told you guys I'd do the smell test? I'd be like, did you eat any vegetables at school? Did you eat any fruit? Oh, yeah, mom, I had a banana. Oh, yeah. So I'd go up to their head and just, you're lying. No, you didn't. And the kids would look horrified that I could do that. Well, that trick had only worked, you know, up until the second or third grade. It was funny because my kids, they would, come home going, Mom, smell me. Mom, smell me. I ate a banana at school. My husband's like, what? I'm like, let me see. And then I had to, like, hope to high heaven they really did, because I wanted to, you know, I would say, oh, you ate your banana. Well, you know, the first time they would think that I would be wrong on the sniff test, you know, then they would know it's a fake. I just don't get how parents could raise kids that would poison a teacher. My guess is these kids, because I always give people the benefit of the doubt, even though in my house you're guilty until proven innocent, I still don't think people are evil. I don't think the kids knew what hand sanitizer could do. I think they did it in front of other kids, got some giggles. Okay, I don't think they really understood about gastric lining and mucosa and mast cells and gastrin cells and, you know, deforming, you know, columnar epithelium. I don't really think they understood that. I think they just wanted to show that they could do that, they could get away with it. I mean, people have been spiking teachers' drinks for years. When I was in medical school, we had to do a roast at the end when we were graduating of Dr. Mahara. Now, Dr. Mahara was our pathology teacher and our hematology teacher. And Dr. Mahara actually hooded me. He's the one that gave me my hood, my medical school hood. I love the man. But just because I love the man doesn't mean I'm not going to do a good roast. So what we did is we broke into his office. We stole, it's past the statute of limitations, so I could talk about it. Broke into his office. We stole his cup. And we did a slideshow at the time, okay? Because I don't know if we had video cameras that worked that well back then. So we did a slideshow, and we showed us we showed Dr. Mahara drinking from his cup. Then we showed, or smiling with his cup. Then we showed the cup. Then we showed the cup that we put in a urinal. Then we showed my friend and his legs, you know, kind of spread, and the cup in the urinal in between his legs, pants down, pretending to be in the cup, even though he didn't pee in the cup. It was just a picture of him. And then you see in the final slide, Dr. Mahara drinking from the cup. So we all thought that was pretty funny. He laughed, but you wondered, you know, if he went to the doctor and got hepatitis testing and, you know, got his stomach pumped. You know, in retrospect, not that funny, kind of stupid. But, you know, it's just something we think that's funny. Okay, spiking or pretending to spike a teacher's drinking cup is something we've been doing for centuries. Okay? And then hopefully none of us get in trouble. But when you actually have kids that do something like that, my recommendation is to any of you teachers or any of you parents or grandparents, remember, kids can be pretty stupid. You start having abdominal issues. Okay, your doctor's not going to be thinking of poisoning, first and foremost. He's going to be thinking, all right, well, you know, maybe it's stomach bug or H. pylori or a side effect to a medication or the stress of Obamacare. He's not going to think that somebody's poisoning you. Bring it up. Okay, your doctor is human. He's not going to think of some of these esoteric things. I love it when patients go, look, I listened to Dr. Oz. He brought this up, you know, and then I'm like, oh, that's a good point. Let me look into it. You know, I don't care. I don't have an ego. I don't have to act like I know more than Dr. Oz. So, you know, just go, you know, look, I've been having these stomach issues. How do I know if I've been poisoned? Well, then they could do a toxicology screen. They could test for alcohol. They could test for drugs. Okay, they could do that. You know, there was a gel-like substance in chemistry class, and one of the bullies put it into my drink that I was drinking because it was known to cause diarrhea. The chemistry teacher told us all that it would cause diarrhea. Now, you all know I don't have diarrhea problems. I'm always constipated. So I never got diarrhea. And the kids are like, did you get diarrhea? So I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, well, we spiked your drink. That's pretty scary that somebody could spike my drink. But luckily back then, all it could be was, you know, chemical gel or whatever the hell we were using in chemistry. I don't remember. I really wasn't paying attention. I was checking out the boys. But for somebody like me, who's constipated usually, didn't do anything, didn't cause diarrhea. But just keep in mind, I'm just very aware that people spike stuff all the time. So don't have your cup out there. Always, you know, use styrofoam cups, disposable cups. Then you don't have a cup that somebody could take, put in a urinal and pretend they're peeing in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Early baldness, again, linked to prostate cancer, but this time in blacks. Early study has shown that if you bald early, all right, and I know many of you are really good looking. I dig bald men. It could signify you having aggressive prostate cancer later in life. Please don't go away. We'll talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Tuning in, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of us wonder what went wrong when we lose our hair. Some of us like to blame our mothers because baldness seems to lie within the maternal genes from what we've heard. I don't always believe that. I think there's a lot of different reasons for hair loss. Women lose their hair. Women lose their hair frequently. You even have male pattern baldness in women. variety of different causes and links. But the one thing we get a little concerned about is when you bald early. And by early is when you're under 30. If you are fairly bald by the time you're 30, that's pretty drastic. And whenever something kind of drastic happens, it makes us in the medical field a little concerned that you could be more prone for something drastic later. Well, another study has concluded that early balding could put you at risk for aggressive prostate cancer, but this one studied African-American men. Even though previous studies had found pretty similar results in a group of white men, the current study was published in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. And they focused specifically on black men since they have the highest rate of prostate cancer among men in the United States and are twice as likely to die of the disease than whites. So they looked at 318 men with prostate cancer, 219 similarly aged controls. Between 1998 and 2010, they were asked about any diagnosis of prostate cancer as well as the type of hair loss they had. You could have either no hair loss, you could have frontal baldness or vertex baldness. Frontal baldness is that male pattern baldness where you start to thin up top. You know, like what was happening to Bruce Willis, right? He'd kind of have to, you know, spike his hair up a little bit more to cover his forehead because he had that receding hairline. Vertex baldness is where you start to bald in the back of your head. They said overall, men with any type of baldness had a 69% greater risk of prostate cancer. And young men who had frontal hair loss were six times as likely as those without baldness to be diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer by age 60. They think the pattern of baldness does make a difference where your frontal hair loss is associated more than the vertex baldness, which is in contrast to previous studies, which they, you know, other studies were like, well, makes no difference. Bald is bald. But they say now the frontal hair loss is actually more common than the vertex baldness. So what do you do if you have a receding hairline? Well, I would say don't panic, okay, because a lot of us get receding hairlines. We're checking you for prostate cancer, but then I forget we have Obamacare. And as Obamacare unfolds, we are starting to see all these recommendations. Don't screen for prostate cancer. No need to screen. No recommendation to screen. So if you're going to have advanced prostate cancer by age 60, how the hell are we supposed to know and identify it if we're being told not to screen for prostate cancer? Okay, that's the problem, which means you're going to have to hope that you have an insurance company or you have a doctor that will go against the grain and run the PSA test, examine your prostate, feel if there's a bump, lump, and you need a biopsy. Now, what could be going on? Is it the testosterone? Many of you think about the testosterone, you know, bring the up testosterone. Okay, testosterone changes, testosterone issues can promote prostate cancer. Okay, people who have higher breakdowns of hydrotestosterone could have more prostate cancer of the faster growing tumors. We also know that the DHT is also linked to thinning of hair follicles. And I know men, you know, when they do start to bald, they go, just because I got a lot of testosterone. Okay, yeah, and that's what we tell you to make you feel better. Okay, you know, you aren't any less manly because you lose your testosterone. In fact, there's an argument that you're more manly. All right, so you're a stud. I think bald men are sexy. Rick from Pawn Stars, sexy. Yul Brynner, sexy. Bruce Willis, sexy. Bald is in. I think bald, when The Rock went bald, sexy. The only thing is somebody's got to watch the prostate. How do you watch a prostate? I would run a PSA in your 40s. I know they're recommending not to. They're saying don't find the prostate cancer, because if you find the prostate cancer, men are going to die of something else before the prostate cancer kills them. Well, that's all changed now. I know everybody keeps saying that and touting that. Dr. Dahlia, I'm going to die of something else to leave the prostate cancer be. No. Okay, if you have an aggressive form of prostate cancer in your 60s, and men are now living till their 90s, 80s or 90s, I'm not saying life expectancy is there yet, but we do have many patients living longer now. No, all right? The prostate cancer is not going to outlive you. The prostate cancer could do you in. And prostate cancer that's aggressive, it decides to go to the bones. And any of you that have ever had cancer that goes to the bones will, you know, debate anybody on whether it's worth living with the pain. I don't like that. I can't, as a doctor, watch and wait. They're trying to train us doctors to do that. They're trying to train us doctors to not treat the cancer. Maybe not treat the infection. Maybe not check the blood pressure. They're trying to do that because they want to save money. Whereas we were taught to treat, to go on the hunt. That's how I was trained. I don't know how to sit and watch somebody die. Now, of course, God forbid you have metastatic disease. Everything's been done. Yes, we know how to do quality of life. In fact, the story had come out. We're going to be talking about the next hour. How many people would rather die at home? They don't die at the hospital. They want to go home and die at home. I don't blame them. Okay, so quality of life is something we all, you know, are concerned about. But we don't start dealing with hospice and quality of life before you're even diagnosed with something. This hands-off idea of I'm not touching you, which is something I'm going to want to bring up with you guys later this week. Are you noticing that from your doctors where they're telling you don't treat, don't do anything, and you want something done? 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I'm just not prepared to do that. I mean, we had a patient whose PSA. Now, remember, PSA is prostate-specific antigen. What it does is it evaluates an antigen given off by the prostate. It's not very sensitive. It could be up if you have an infection or inflammation or trauma to the area. But it's very specific. If you have prostate cancer, that sucker will rise. But just because you have a high PSA doesn't mean you have prostate cancer. So that's why some of the experts in the field say, don't run it, because it could be high for another reason. Well, what I like to do is I like to look at the pattern of things. So I'll have people with normal PSAs, and I'll diagnose prostate cancer in them, because it jumped. The number jumped. If your PSA jumps more than 0.5 in a year, I was taught by urologists, that's suspicious. So I had a person, he was 0.8 one year, then he went to 1.3, then he went to 1.8 in 6 months. Well, 1.3 to 1.8 is a 0.5 jump, but not in a year, in 6 months. Sent him to the urologist. Urologist found a nodule, is biopsying it, and this is the same urologist that has helped me find cancer in many people who have had normal PSAs. So the reason why I like the PSA is I like to see patterns. And if your PSA is jumping and rising, even though normal is 0 to 4, I'll call it at 1.8. I'll have a urologist take a peek, talk to you, see if you want to decide biopsying or just watching it or trying an antibiotic in case you have a prostatitis. Although prostatitises usually hurt. But I just can't sit there and watch something go wrong. I can't watch an alcoholic drink himself to death. I can't watch a cholesterol patient who smokes and has high blood pressure and diabetes not take medicine and let themselves clog their arteries. I can't do it. You're going to the wrong doctor. You got to go to somebody else. I just can't do it. But that's how we're being taught and how we're being instructed. And it doesn't bode well. Guys, don't go away. Got a lot more to talk about in the second hour of the Dr. Dalia Show. We got a man flying a kite off a car, critically injured because he falls off. 1-877-DOCDALIA. Don't go away.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.